Welcome to Mornings with Ken. That's right, you are listening to Mornings with Ken, and I am live from my mobile studio here on a rainy day. Yes, if you hear noise in the background, that's my windshield wipers, because I am on the road traveling. So listen up, we're going to talk about at least five reasons why introverts make good leaders. Five reasons why introverts make good leaders. So listen up, let's do this. I got places to go, people to see. Well, I'm so glad you got your cup of coffee and your virtual donut. Why don't you kick off your shoes, grab a seat, get your cup of coffee, your virtual donut, and stay a while. I'm really glad you are here. Okay, here we go. Five reasons why introverts make good leaders. Introverts are often the best listeners. Introverts are often the best listeners. And I can attest to that. I would quantify myself as a introvert, but I'm also an extrovert. I could turn it on and off. I prefer being, I like a lot of downtime. Yeah, I like alone time. I like downtime. But I could turn it on. I could turn it on and I could turn it off. Yes, I am not afraid of public speaking. I actually enjoy public speaking. But I like my downtime also. But why introverts make the best listeners? Let me tell you. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and you're talking to them? I'm not talking about casual conversation. I'm talking maybe you're talking about an issue that's very concerning or it's important to you, and the person you're talking to starts their head's wandering, their eyes are wandering, and they're getting a little jittery. Now, I'm not talking about like because you've been talking for 15 minutes nonstop. I'm just talking about, you know, they're not paying attention. It's been my experience those persons are extroverts, very much extroverts. In fact, I remember I was talking to somebody years ago. Well, this happened more than just once. But years ago, I'm talking about this person. We scheduled an appointment. This is nobody you guys would know, by the way. Nobody you guys would know. We scheduled an appointment, and we're talking, and this person's like totally distracted, totally not listening. And I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take off. We'll do this another time. Oh, well, what did you want to talk about? I was like, no, yeah, we'll reschedule. This is nobody who's listening to this show, I guarantee it. But it's rudeness. And mostly extroverts are the ones doing that. Introverts are very good listeners. We are very good listeners. But that's where I'm a little weird, because I'm kind of, I'm weird about that. I'm a good listener, but I'm also, let's get to the point. Let's problem solve, okay? So, overall, introverts make the best listeners. Number two, introverts tend to remain calm under pressure. Introverts tend to remain calm under pressure. I would agree with that. Extroverts are very excitable people. And this is all generalities, okay? This is just generalities. And this is from Life Science Magazine. Life Science Magazine, by the way. Extroverts tend to be excitable people. And they're okay as long as things are going as planned and people are following them and listening to them and obeying them. But when that's not happening, they tend to have a lot of anger issues. And where introverts tend to just go with the, you know, they kind of sit back and like let everybody air things out, and they're very thoughtful. And they stay calm. Like, it's okay. All right. Everything's going to be all right, you know. So introverts remain calm under pressure. And I've seen that in the workplace with managers and supervisors and leaders. The ones that blow up and get angry are tend to be the extroverts. The ones that are more calm under pressure. I've had good supervisors that have been, I mean, their managers and their bosses are blowing up. They're pulling their hair out. They're going crazy. But this one particular supervisor I'm thinking of was very calm and very, didn't get, you know, riled up, didn't feel the pressure, and just calmed everybody down and went on with the business at hand, and everything turned out just okay. And I do appreciate it. I appreciate him for that. He was a very good supervisor. All right. Number three, introverts are typically reflective. Introverts are typically reflective. Extroverts, I think, are more fist on the table. This is the plan because I said so, and this is what we're doing, and we're doing it this way because it's my way or the highway, and I don't want to hear any naysay. I don't want to hear any you know, questions about it. We're just going to do it this way, and we're going to get it done. Where introverts are more typically reflective, and they think through the whole process, and they think how each process is going to affect down the line with different personality traits. And so I would agree that introverts are typically more reflective. They'll think about things. They'll reflect on it. They'll think about the impact. So I would agree with that. Number four, moving on. Number four, introverts tend to build deep connections. I would agree with that. Introverts, like I always say, if you're my friend, like if you're a friend of mine, you really got to screw up for you to lose my personal friendship. You really do. Because if you're my friend, I feel like we've built a deep connection. In fact, I recently had breakfast with two other longtime friends of mine. Friends that have been friends for, 25 years or so. Maybe longer, I don't know. But for a very long time. And I recently we had breakfast together. And there's, to me, there was already a sense of connectedness, connectivity, where we connected. We knew each other so well, and I would consider them longtime friends. We're deep connections. We've been through life together. We've been through stuff together. We're connected, and I care about these two people tremendously. They've been two steady people in my life for 25 years or so. So we introverts build deep connections, where I think extroverts, now this is a generality. This is just a generality. So this isn't, you know, the gospel of truth. Extroverts are more superficial. Ooh, I know some of you people are going to get mad at me. Some of you people are going to stop listening to Mornings with Ken and write me nasty letters and, cause bomb threats, and you're going to put a hitman on me. I mean, No, but this is just very, very general speaking here. Yeah, so extroverts are very superficial. They're like, hey, smack you on the back. Hey, what are you doing? How you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And really, there's not much deep connection. It's more so, hey, I'm just going to stop right there before I get myself in trouble. But it's just a difference. It's not that one's, you know, wrong and one's right. There's just a difference. Introverts, we build connections, long lasting connections. And, I mean, there's people that I haven't seen until a funeral, unfortunately. You know, many years have passed, maybe 15 years or so have passed, and I haven't really talked to them. But the minute we get together, there's this dynamic that we have something in common. We did life together, and I care about them. They care about me. And, yeah, we're connected. Number five. Introverts are loyal. And that is very true. That kind of connects with number four about the deep connections. But introverts are loyal people. Like, if you're my friend, you're my friend. You got to do something really stupid, like I said before, not to be my friend. And chances are, I'm always going to care about you, but, you know. But we're loyal. You've been loyal to me. I've been loyal to you. I got your back. Even when you're in the wrong, I might tell you you're in the wrong, but I got your back. I'm going to support you through it. Yeah, I'm going to call you out and you're going to call me out. But you know what? I'm loyal. You need something, I'm there for you. And one neat little thing I thought about introverts. They stay to build. This is a quote from the magazine, Life Science Magazine. They stay to build rather than build to leave. Ooh, did you hear that? So, introverts, they stay to build rather than build to leave. Ooh, that's really good. So that's more so talking about the business world. And I've witnessed this firsthand also. So introverts, they stay to build rather than build to leave. In other words, they're not worried about the next experience, the next great adventure, the next accomplishment. If you have them lead, they're there to lead long term. They're not there to pat their resume. They're not there to help build something up so they can drop you like as soon as the next bigger paycheck comes in. No. Introverts stay to build rather than build to leave. That's a great little phrase here. I gotta say it one more time. Introverts are loyal. They stay to build rather than build to leave. I gotta say that quote one more time. I really do. Introverts are loyal. They stay to build rather than build to leave. So, again, they're not worried about the next bigger job, the bigger promotion, the bigger company. And there's nothing wrong with getting your resume out, you know, and growing and moving on to other things. But if they're given a task to do, because of their connections to people, they care about the people they serve rather than using people to get to the next step in the corporate ladder. So they are so connected to the people that they're there long term. They're there to build rather than building to leave. They're not using each job just as a stepping stone. You need to use things as a stepping stone. That's how you in the workforce you grow and you get different opportunities, make some money. But if that's your purpose, then you're missing out on so much. You're missing out on so much. I would rather have somebody locked in arms with me that's ready to build rather than someone loosely having my elbow and helping build just to leave. And it's unfortunate that too often in the workforce, people always think of leaders as extroverts. But according to Life Science Magazine, introverts can be great leaders, even though they may lack some of the charismatic personalities. They're there for the long haul. So, hey, let's take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the show here. Hey, I heard I have a few new listeners out there. I know I have a few new listeners, and I want to just go ahead and apologize already right off the top. Hey, I'm sorry you're listening to Mornings with Ken. I don't know what you expect by listening to Mornings with Ken, but it's just a crazy little show among friends. So if you're listening, count yourself as a friend to Mornings with Ken. So I am so glad you're part of the family. But Mornings with Ken started, 4 or 5 years ago now? 4 years ago. And just a little show, a show about nothing, to steal the Seinfeld reference. It's a show about nothing, but a show about everything. A cornucopia of fun, laughter, seriousness, and a bunch of other stuff thrown in. So welcome to the family of Mornings with Ken. Hey, did you hear what's happening in Chicago? Yes, Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, they got a new mayor. They got a new boss, same as the old boss, as the Who would say. Of course, if you live in Chicago, Chicago is a Democratic town. You know that, right? I mean, Chicago is all liberal to the max. Democratic run city. It's been that way for decades. But so the new mayor kind of blamed the recent problems on the old mayor, who was also a Democrat. So you got Democrat blaming Democrat. See, Chicago made itself a sanctuary city. And, they took in a lot of the a lot of the home, well, a lot of the illegal aliens that have crossed over the border. And anyway, so they have a very huge amount of influx of homelessness now. They've always had homelessness, but it's up to a new level. And so the new Democratic mayor is blaming the old Democratic mayor for the mess they left behind with having all these people in their sanctuary city and no place to put them. Yeah. So it's funny how everybody clamored for, on the Democratic aisle, everybody clamored for open borders and, you know, hey, let everybody in. We're going to throw a peace party. We're going to put on our tie-dye shirts and put on our sandals and peace, love, and revolution or something. I don't know. We're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. And that is until the excrement hits the fan and they realize, where are we going to put everybody? Who pays for what? What are we going to do? And it's all fun. And it's all fun and games when you just talk about it, because you make yourself so kind and loving in talk. You know, hey, we should just take care of everybody. We're one big happy world, and everybody gets a home. You get a home, and I get a home, and you get a car, and everything's just, we're going to just do it. And why aren't the Republicans doing this? Just open up the floodgates and let everybody in. Well, Chicago, you did that, and now you're paying the price. So much so that they're paying the price that the regular home. I laugh because if I don't laugh, I'll cry. So much so that the regular homeless are mad at the Democratic Party for ignoring them. So you had the regular homeless that's been there for years that nobody really cared about. They now say they're being overlooked, and now they want their slice of the American pie. So they're saying, hey, what about us? Where's our homes? Where's our $5,000 check for a one-time welcome to America check that they're giving out? So it's funny. Everybody always wants to point fingers at what other people should be doing until they're the ones in charge, and then they aren't doing what they said they would do, and they don't know how to do. But if they would do things, if they would have handled this immigration policy in a different manner and follow procedures, then I think things could be done in a more orderly fashion. And look, let's be fair. The Republican Party, we all care about the homeless. If you know Mornings with Ken, I wrote a whole book on poverty and homelessness. There's not a person that cares more than, well, I care about it. Let's just say that. But there's different ways to tackle the issue. And one way not to tackle the issue is to open up the floodgates and say, come on in and grab a piece of that American pie. We'll take it from somebody else and give it to you. There's proper procedures and ways of doing things. So if you, if you're just you know, a little patient and rational, I think things could work a lot smoother of finding ways to take care of those who are immigrating to America. Or not really immigrating, because they're not following the immigration policy. Those coming to our country without following the proper procedures, the undocumented. We got to find whatever the most politically correct word is of the day. Undocumented, illegal, whatever you guys want to say. But if things are done in orderly, I think things would work so much smoother. But hey, it's out of my hands, that's for sure. I can only give you an opinion. And hey, thanks for listening to Mornings with Ken today. I appreciate you stopping by. I love you guys. And go make someone smile today. Bye-bye.